She's a yoga guru, logged thousands of hours. That's how they like qualify you, right? You have to do like 17 billion hours of yoga.
Well, it's a 200-hour training, but after that, I just started teaching so much. So if you get 1,000 hours in within 2 years, then you get a new qualification.
It's like Jedi school, man.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I've done thousands of hours of anything ever, to be honest.
Committed it to anything.
Right.
Except maybe sitting in this room plotting your escape.
Oh, it's yoga guru Erica Lee Baker, and January is underway. We are trying to find ways to better ourselves every single day through the month of January. Today, three ways. Ways we can reach our Zen, the way we can stay limber, calm, and just breathe in the new year.
I think the main thing is as people age, we get problems with our backs, lower back, like 80% of people have lumbar pain. So I'm going to go with downward dog as a classic pose that you can use to stretch the entire back of your body every day. And then that's going to help you stand upright. It's going to stretch your hamstrings. It's going to loosen up your hips.
Raven, I volunteered you to do downward dog, and she's going to come and show exactly how to do it. And I will give the play by play as you hit each move.
Oh, good. Yep. I mean, we're going to do that now?
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Yeah. And I'm going to give you all the cues so that you do it properly.
I don't know what that means, but okay. I've seen my dogs do this.
I don't think you have.
I've seen it.
I don't think downward dog is the same thing that you think your dogs are doing.
I would advise you to maybe be afraid of the fact that when you relax, flatulence is sometimes released.
Wait a minute, Erica, do people fart in your classes? Is that gross?
Oh, they fart all the time in yoga, man. It's like a thing they do.
All right, so if I can paint a picture for you right now, Raven is on all fours. Hand the microphone to Erica.
Yes.
We're going to go over the proper ways to do downward dog.
Okay, so what I'm going to suggest is first get into a plank so that you can have a proper setup for your downward dog. So let's tuck the toes under. You do have shoes on, so that's going to make it a little challenging.
Yeah,
but
I mean, and I like these shoes. Don't bend my shoes.
Erica Lee Baker, yoga guru with Anna and Raven.
Scoot your shoulders forward a little more.
Forward.
Okay. Yep, or wrists back. Perfect. Now, pull your belly in and begin to lift your hips up towards the sky and try not to move your hands or feet. Is that as high as you can go?
Is he frozen? What is happening? So right now, Raven is arching his butt in the air.
This is not what my dog looks like when he does.
No, I told you. What your dog does is a different thing.
Spread your fingers wide.
Are you limber yet?
No, he's coming out of it because he can't hold it.
Hold it, Raven.
Wait.
Hold it.
I will hurt you.
Why is your face so red?
Because I probably have a heart attack.
You're supposed to be calm. We're learning how to be calm.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to drip a booger.
Do you have any back problems, Raven?
Yeah.
Maybe I can do it next to him.
Okay, press your heels back when you're in plank. And then squeeze your belly and lift your hips high. But here's the thing, I'm not on a mat, so I actually could barely do this. I'm gonna bend your legs a little bit.
Yeah.
That should help. Now, where does it feel the most challenging?
Where do you feel the most challenging, Raven, while your face is bright red?
The most challenging in this room with both of you.
Watch this on our Facebook,
Instagram.
Now, that's your child's pose. That's not downward dog. But this was the pose I was going to talk about for getting calm.
What is our pose to help us stay calm?
We're going to come into child's pose. Last time I was here, we did Supta Baddha Konasana, bound angle.
Oh.
On your back.
Super dabba dabba.
And Raven said it was like he was getting a gynecological exam. This pose promotes relaxation. It's actually relaxing the front of your body while stretching the back of your body and your hips.
If you've never seen somebody do child pose, it's as if you dropped something under the couch and you can't reach it.
Or you're begging to not lose your head to some dictator somewhere.
Right. So you're leaning all the way back with your hips down to your feet with your arms outstretched as if you're reaching underneath the couch.
The longer you take to describe this, the longer I'm in it.
Raven, stay calm. You're
Is
doing calm.
Third pose?
Okay. All right.
Can I adjust Raven really quick?
Please do.
Okay. So let's take your hands into doubled up fists and rest your forehead on them, because this way you're not forcing your head down. You're getting a more gentle stretch. But see what happened when you did that is your hips came up, because that's how tight your hips are.
You have really tight hips.
And you know, we store all of our negative emotions in our hips.
Ridiculous. I store all kinds of things in my hips.
Am I anywhere near where
you look great. Are you calm? Will you relax and be calm? This is supposed to be making us calm.
I feel like you're both poking this bear.
Do you have to breathe, Raven? You're not breathing.
All right. So to stay limber, downward dog. To stay calm, child's pose. But how do we actually reach the Zen? That's coming up next with Anna and Raven. Erica Lee Baker. She is a yoga guru. Clocked thousands of hours. She's our yoga expert. And she's joining us for January. All throughout this month, we are going to highlight different things you can do every day to improve your quality of life in 2020.
You know, I'd like to point out the fact that I did not come dressed for today, prepared for today, in any way, shape, or form. Any sad showing. feeling is reflected in my lack of preparation.
That's right.
It's Anna and Raven. So far, Erica, we've covered to stay limber, really you should be doing downward dog every day. And to stay calm, child's pose.
Definitely.
But if you want to really reach your ultimate zen, especially with all the stress that comes with the new year, what is the number one thing you should be doing every single day?
A good classic breathing technique. You mentioned wanting to learn maybe a meditation.
Well, that's right. Because I don't know if you've known this, but Raven had to be sent to anger management classes at one point in his life.
You love to tell people that.
Well, it wasn't court ordered. He makes me tell people that.
That time.
Yeah.
The courts can be a wonderful place where they order people to do things, too. I'm just not going to talk about that right now.
Right. So how do we reach our zen through meditation that we could do every day? A simple breathing technique where every day we do this and it helps kind of sink us and calm us down a little bit when we're having a rough day.
Why don't I walk you through one?
Okay, let's do it.
Sounds good.
So let's close our eyes.
Don't do this if you're driving.
Yeah.
Good.
And as long as you're not stuffy and you could breathe okay today, keep your mouth closed.
Seriously?
Okay, I'm good.
What, I mean, were you just trying to clear it out before then, or that just
happened? No, it just happened. I don't know. I got nervous.
All right, focus.
Erica Lee Baker is teaching us how to meditate for January.
So you're just going to bring your inhales and your exhales through your nose. So I'll walk us through that. As we inhale through the nose, try to slow it down and maybe count to 3 or 4.
Don't be aggressive with your inhale.
I'm trying.
Pause at the top of the inhale. Good. And then slowly exhale out of the nose to the same counts.
I mean, both nose? All the nose?
Both noses. I've been,
They're called nostrils.
Both nostrils. And this just automatically starts to slow the nervous system.
Do we keep our eyes closed the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. So let's start again. Let's slowly inhale through the nose to the count of 4 or maybe even 5.
That's a lot of nose.
And if you can, take a little pause, hold all that air in. Your belly should be expanded outward, and then slowly exhale out of your nose to that same count.
I'm sorry, belly deflates. I cheated for a minute. I blew out my mouth. I thought I was going to drown in my oxygen.
What happens if you breathe out of your mouth? Anything?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're just not doing what she told you to do.
And so if you wanted to add in a little meditation technique, there is one called loving kindness.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. That sounds like a cool party to be at.
Totally. So as you're breathing, if your mind starts to wander, you just say to yourself, may I be happy? May I be healthy? May I be kind to others?
May I be happy? May I be healthy? And may I be kind to others?
No.
No, wait, I'm going to be. Stop it. I have to do it.
And so when your mind wanders to hatred or anger,
okay.
Negativity.
Raven.
You come back to that.
I'm here to be the witness to what you have done in life.
I feel so kind and loving right now.
See, it works.
Erica Lee Baker, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
3 ways for January that you can calm yourself down. I actually feel calmer after doing that breathing exercise.
Somehow I know that the storm is coming.